Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I Am Talkcast. My name is Ibrahim Mustafa, and this is your number one inspirational show that will share and help people with great influence share their experiences for you to enjoy. If you are home, if you are listening, maybe you are listening to LinkedIn, you are listening to this on YouTube, you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or even Google Podcasts, I just want to specially welcome you. Today, we have a very important guest, someone unique, someone who has established herself in the coaching industry. She's helped a lot of people. She has mentored a lot of businesses and individuals to believe in themselves, to start maybe their businesses, their coaching programs, and you will get to listen to her. She is the founder of Zen Fusion Academy, and she is no other person than our very own Munira Sheikh. Welcome, my sister. Welcome, thank you for honoring this.
Thank you, Ibrahim, for having me here. I'm privileged.
Thank you. So we've seen all the things that you've done in the past, and we keep on seeing what you are currently doing. Maybe you may tell our audience who you are and what you do and what the vision is.
Excellent. So thank you so much for a wonderful introduction. Everybody knows now my name is Munira Sheikh. I am from Pakistan, and I've been living in Ghana since last 10 years. So I would say I'm a Ghanaian as well. So now this is my homeland. And coming over here, I started my entrepreneurship journey. In fact, I resumed my entrepreneurship journey. When I was living in Pakistan, I was also an entrepreneur. After completing my MBA, after completing a couple of jobs and having and gaining experience, I started my entrepreneurship journey. So coming to Ghana was a new experience altogether, because it's a new continent, it's a new country. Understanding the culture, understanding the lifestyle, understanding how things work here. It took me a couple of years to settle down. And anyway, but my you know, heartfelt affiliation with coaching industry has been long. So I started completing my certifications and gaining more knowledge around it. My major sector is like corporate, and I think that I'm more comfortable in the corporate sector because my experience and my work knowledge and my networking efforts are more, you know, I can exude there much better. From there, I took it off and created a company called Zen Fusion Consultancy. So under consultancy, we cover three areas. One is consultancy itself, when the companies come over for any, you know, help in terms of, you know, finding out solutions to the problems, finding out innovation, having other areas improvement in organizations. So consultancy, coaching, and what is the other thing? Yeah, basically consultancy and coaching are the main areas. Then career development and courses are there, which depends on the client's requirement. We develop bespoke, we customize according to the need of the clients, and then we take it over. So this is the brief idea. Consultancy, coaching, and courses are three areas I'm working upon now. Your mic is mute.
So that's powerful. And I like this. And where you are going, just like I said, where you are going, where you are, and what you want to do. So can you talk to us a little about the Zen Fusion Academy?
Yeah, so Zen Fusion Academy is a company under the umbrella of Zen Fusion Consultancy. So right. What I have is a vision of 2035. And in this 10 years, 12 years period, we want to establish ourselves that we can bifurcate between the, you know, orientation. We right. want academy to take care of the courses. We want consultancy to take care of the business models, strategies, certifications, standards evaluation, standards of organizations for excellence. And in coaching area, we are partners with Ericsson Coaching International Canada. Great. So that also is like two path. If you want to be a certified coach, you can be, you know, register through us with Ericsson Coaching Canada. And if you just want your own coaching or your organization's coaching or your team coaching, which is all three are different, myself is here. We have on board online coaches with us as our partners from Ericsson as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so Fusion Academy wants to take care of the courses and training area.
Great. And I've also worked with a lot of corporate organizations and sometimes pitching to them about the need to get their clients or their staff coached or their beneficiaries coached. It's like they don't seem to even understand why they need to get coaching. And I think it's something that is peculiar to maybe, I don't want to say Africa, but from where I'm coming from here, I've seen that a lot. Entrepreneurs, organizations don't even understand why they need to get coached. But when you move out of Africa a bit, you see that they embrace coaching and they are willing to even invest more. In your experience, what do you think is accounting to this and what can we do?
So, yes, I 100% agree with you. Because what happened is that, you know, the underdeveloped countries or countries in the process of development, what they miss out is understanding that everything starts with a mindset. And that's the basic difference between, you know, countries who are already developed. If you go and research on Google, you will see there is a market size of around $20 billion coaching industry. Yeah. Now, this is massive. This is massive because this means they are really putting up effort in developing people's mindset. And coaching is all about mindset. If you don't improve the mindset and you invest billions and billions of dollars in infrastructure, in social development, in educational development of the country, and the mindsets are not clear, what happens? We have seen a lot. You go on the roadside and you see people littering, right? Although government, private organizations have placed litter bins all around the city. We go around the road, we see people breaking the rules for traffic.
Right.
Although a lot of investment has been done on training of police, traffic police, on you know, fixing all these latest devices and gears to manage the traffic. And softwares have been uploaded in the systems. So what happens that if mindsets are not, and this is what they understand. See, organizations like Microsoft, organizations like Amazon, organizations like even the luxurious brands like Chanel, YSL, they all have separate budget to be invested in coaching and train their people and their team and give a coaching platform so that they can be empowered, they can be inspired, they can bring out their own ideas and then be responsible for them. So coaching really helps people becoming responsible of their own decision and their own roadmap, which they design.
Right, right. Great. So if you are aspiring to become a coach, certified coach, I think this is the go-to person because she's worked with the international brands in terms of IFC, International Federation of Coaching, and also Ericsson Coaching. And once you understand this, so let's talk a little about what the process is actually to become a certified coach or to get coaching specifically from you.
So these are two different areas. Yes. One is, first, you need to understand what is coaching and experience it. So why do people come up for coaching? People come up for coaching when they are stuck at some point.
Right.
Because my concern is more with the managers and those people who are already having 4 or 5 years experience and they now want to leap over and get a more better position in another company or want to even get progress, you know, being appraised within the company as well. What happened is somehow they become complacent with the work environment. They get stuck into daily routine. They can't move forward with daily tasks and finish their, you know, their issues and with the team members and the senior managers or senior management. They get keep rolling in a vicious circle and they can't figure out that how should I stop doing everyday routine work and how should I plan myself so that I can also grow in the C-suite, right? Everybody wants to grow their salary. Everybody wants to grow in their whatever they aspire to become. So these people who get stuck, or those who are looking for some clarity in their vision, how should I develop my next roadmap? Yes, when you are fresh graduate, you are just waiting for a job, any job, isn't it? Right. Yes. But once you get 2-3 year experience, you are finding another job. Now, there could be a reason of a salary increase, or there could be a reason because you are not enjoying what you're already doing.
Yeah.
So people come for coaching when they want to find out what exactly their passion is, when they want to find out how they can develop their roadmap to the career, when they want, even for specific things, how to improve communication, how to build up confidence, right? How to have good presentation skills, how to work out around strategy. Everyday managers are facing now new developments in the technology. They are having more systems, more models are coming in. People need to understand that, and there is no support within the organization. Because when the boss talks that you have to apply a BCG model on this and you have to come up with the strategy by next week, boom, there is nothing to help you out. So right. I'm not teaching them academia. I'm making them, enabling them to find out a way how to go about all these changes, or how to develop their personality. See, growth is not only limited to your academia. You keep on getting certified. I have so many certifications with me. They are not going to make me successful unless I build up my personality, brand myself, know how to approach, have a clarity in my vision and where to go. So coaching brings these areas very clear. Now, coming to the certification part, if you visit ericsson.edu, people can find out what level of certifications they provide. So Ericsson, through Ericsson, we give you tutoring around those ICF protocols, so people can pass their exam.
Yeah.
ICF itself doesn't provide any tutoring or any courses which can enable a coach to become a coach. ICF just provide a protocol, a standard which we coaches need to meet every time.
Great.
And it's calculated in number of hours.
Wow. I love that. And this is insightful. So reach out. And at the end of this program, if you are listening to this, stay tuned. I will let you know where you can contact her and start your coaching. And if you have also an organization, you need to change the mindset of your people and you need to get them coached, give them the direction. And I've seen a lot of organizations, they just employ a lot of people and they just miraculously want things to figure out correctly. And that is where you hear that, oh, people are not loyal, people are not honest, but you don't train them. And I think that is the importance of coaching and getting coached by Munira Sheikh and the Zen Fusion Academy. So now let's move a little personal. And we did some interview some time ago, and you shared how you started your coaching career, how you even got into the coaching limelight. And that was like in Pakistan, something like that happened, and incidentally, you got into that. Maybe if you can share with me a little story about what changed your mind, what touched you to go into the people business.
So Ibrahim, sorry. Yeah. I would rather focus on my entrepreneurship mindset.
Yes, yes.
What you are referring is something happened in Pakistan and started my entrepreneurship journey.
Yes.
The thing is that once we train our mind how to find out some possibility from nowhere, when you don't have any investment, when you don't have anything to do, when you don't know where to approach people to give you business, how do you start something? And the answer is continuous efforts, hard work, and search. When you have that quest inside you, you move on and you keep on moving with consistency. And then you find that somehow I feel like universe is helping me out to find out the right people for me. So what you mentioned is like I started my event management company in Pakistan, and I was just, I keep telling this story to everyone because this was phenomenal. It happened so magically in my life. that when I started my business, I registered it. I saved some money from my salaries and I invested in, you know, the first rental of my first office. And after 6 months, I said, oh, wow, we are just eating our capital. There is no business coming up. But within those 6 months, I've been building my network. I've been meeting people, explaining them what I do. Small something in and out was coming and going. And then me and my brother, we were walking one day, you know, we were just done. We were just finished with all our capital. And we had to leave the office. And we were just struggling that should we close down the business and I should go back to my job 9 to 5, which I didn't want to go. And we were just, you know, it was really scorching heat outside. And me and my brother were just walking by the road. And in that anxiety, I just, you know, crashed and bumped into a, you know, this can of a Coke.
Coke, yeah.
Which was empty. Somebody threw it, littered it. And it rolled on and it went somewhere. And my eyes went to a banner which said that we are offering a free course on 3D designing with a free Pepsi. Now, 3D designing was not my scope of work, neither for my brother. But we were so thirsty at that time because we were desperate and we had no money in our pockets. And we were just finding out something, you know, something could help us. And having Pepsi for free was really, really a great deal. So I said, okay, let's go inside and sit there and we'll enjoy some Pepsi and, you know, sitting in air conditioner and we'll see what happens. And that guy who was a trainer there, he was just explaining how to draw that can into a 3D Max software.
Wow.
So we were just listening, like just passing time and enjoying the snacks there and having that Pepsi, cold chilled Pepsi. I still remember the taste there. And we went home and we were thinking, what are we going to do with this? Right? Well, it was nowhere in my portfolio or in my work, but I was finding this is for some people who are not clear what they want to do. See, right. In any business, by the time you come with the clarity in what you want to do in the business, there is a process of going and collecting your capital, right?
Powerful.
Rather than going and asking other people to invest in your business, first have your own investment. It gives you integrity. It gives you some solid background. It gives you some authenticity that you have also worked for it, right? So next day, 2-3 days afterwards, you know, my previous networking efforts, a bell rang on my mobile and somebody spoke to me that, please, we want to meet to you. Who were they? Yamaha, a big company. Everybody knows Yamaha bikes, right? So we have a manufacturing plant in Pakistan. They called us that here is a 3D design and we want you to work upon it. Now, how does it work? If you have a 3D design, no, they had a concept. They want to participate in an event, which was an exhibition. And they said, come bring up something new. We just don't want to come and, you know, just put up a table in an exhibition and place our bikes there for presentation and do something. But we want something new. And me and my brother were looking at each other. We said, okay, let me think. Okay, we'll come afterwards. And we went home and he installed 3D Max into the computer software. He started designing and I was just thinking ideas, what could be done? We can create a nice deck. We can create a test drive platform for people and show this, you know, in a 3D Max idea, because if I go and build it for them, it will cost me. So it's better that there is a free software you download, you create something. And just like for home interior designing, now there are softwares and you can just, you know, pick and drop things and just create an idea and then you finalize the drawing and then you do your interior designing. So we created some kind of very nice with pillars, how to showcase yourself in exhibition, and we went there. So people, the management appreciated. They loved the idea. And there we cracked the biggest deal ever for our first, for the business first time. And that from there, we never looked back. From there, it was the journey of success by one step forward. And this is how, you know, it's an experience which I always hold dear to myself because it trained me how to create something out of nothing. It trained me to believe in myself. It trained me that hard work always return you back. in one way or the other. Yes, my journey, you know, my business type, it shifted. And again, I wind up all the business there. I came to Ghana. What to do? Where to start from?
Wow.
That's the answer. You keep on doing something. You keep on building yourself up. You keep on raising your standards, right? And then things will come up. And now I would say, Alhamdulillah, I'm living here as if I'm living in my own country. And I'm not only working in Ghana, but I have my international clients. I have my online clients, most of them, who come for coaching. And only those very deep psychological problems we don't deal in coaching area, in coaching space, but especially with the mindset, especially with confidence, especially with communication power, especially with developing your roadmap and clarity for your vision or your life or career are the key areas where people come in. And I think that one experience of that rolling out that empty can on the roadside and finding out something and utilizing the opportunity. See how many people go and learn. People want to go and dance. People want to go and drink. People want to go and gossip, isn't it?
Yes.
But if you have your values clear, you will make a choice. You will make a choice where you will invest your time in something productive, which could benefit you in future in any way.
Great.
Thank you.
Great. Wow. Powerful. Powerful. So on your screen, you just see that is her LinkedIn profile. So LinkedIn, and you get to see all the activities. And she's my connection, and she's my sister. So I believe that you also get to benefit more. If you're a company organization, just go onto LinkedIn and type Munira Sheikh. That's the name on your screen. And once you type in there, that name, you get to see her and you connect with her, send her a message if you want to send her maybe any contracts, you want to do any coaching, you reach out to her. Believe you me, her doors are always open. You always get opportunity to link with her and you get to connect and get into that deeper level. For if you want coaching, if you want, but if you want to ask for help, please, that this is not an NGO whereby you come and say, I want help, I want money. No, please. Experience, coaching, reach out to her and you get to do that. So maybe you can also highlight on how they can better reach out to you. This is my version of them reaching out to you. Maybe you can also highlight on that.
Yeah, so basically we have our website also, but it's under development because I mentioned I've revamped, rearranging everything in a new structure.
Yes.
Best way to reach me out, join me on LinkedIn. First of all, if you are a corporate person, if you are a business person, if you are a job person, you should be on LinkedIn, which is very beneficial for you. You will get more connections. You will learn a lot. On LinkedIn, I'll be conducting from Thursday onwards, I'll be conducting some live sessions on corporate management, okay, and how people can grow themselves to a C-suite level. From manager to a C-suite level. So definitely there would be a lot of learning for you. And you can question, you can put your questions in the comment box and let me know. On my LinkedIn profile, you will also see that I have different partnerships. You will see Microsoft, you will see Ericsson, you will see me as a coach. I have another partnership of personality assessment. We do personality assessment as well, that what kind of leader can you be and in which areas you need more training. That is because that's how you survive here, right? You should have IT background. So we provide licenses through our partners. We provide, yes, I'm also a chairperson for an NGO, which is a Dutch NGO called YAP Africa. So that has a different criteria. That is for fresh graduates and they become participants. That is a criteria of selection. And you can reach me out for that. For your coaching, you can just simply send me a message. First of all, send me your LinkedIn connection request. I'll definitely review your profile, who are you. If not accepted, you can always follow me. You will get updates whenever I'm live. I keep posting good material in terms of telling people that how they can improve themselves from one level to another, even if you are a beginner. See, everywhere, there has to be a start.
Yeah.
Since past many, many years, I have been learning about communication. It's always there, the same thing. It's only my level which is increasing, right? So whenever you start, you'll be hearing the same things: strategic management, marketing, sales, customer services, communication, confidence, presentation skills. But it's your level from where you are starting.
Yeah.
So keep grabbing and you know, absorbing and embody all the knowledge you are having. And the moment you grow, you will understand basics, then level two, level three, level four. So keep growing yourself.
Keep growing yourself. Reach out to her, connect with her, learn all that you need to learn about coaching so that you can create the opportunities that you need. This is the I Am Talkcast, and just like I said, this is probably one of our partners, Magas Homes and Construction. So if you want to construct that beautiful edifice, that home that you want, that luxurious home, reach out to Magas Homes. And you will never regret. They've built homes for organizations, real estates, and staff. So reach out to them. This is the I Am Talkcast, and I am bringing you this to let you know that, yes, that belief that you have, that possibility that is in your mind, that uncertainty that you even have in your mind, all can become possible if you get the right coaching, if you get the right direction, if you get the right strategic partnership, if you get the right networks. All this is possible, especially if you get the clarity. And that is why I brought in Munira Sheikh to give you that clarity, to give you that direction, to give you that hope, to let you know that, yes, you can do it, but you may not go far because your mindset may limit you. So you need to open it up and get the executive coaching from Munira Sheikh and the Zen Fusion Academy. So thank you very much for coming. So let us understand this. I want you to talk a little about more on the coaching, but center it on some of the challenges that you see that entrepreneurs do, corporate organizations do, even though you touch a little about this, but I want you to re-echo it so that they will get to know the need as agency. Why they need coaching, because the competition is always growing.
One thing which I have observed in almost all organizations, irrespective of if they are big organization or small organization, is the misalignment between the owner vision.
Yeah.
If it is a small organization, it's a sole proprietorship, and then the owner's vision. Or if it is a big organization, then there are CEO and then other board members and directors, they have a vision. So there is a misalignment between vision of the main key people and the team on the road, who is implementing, who is in action, who is into, you know, really meeting the real life challenges and delivering the message of that vision to the customer. So this misalignment is not good for organization as well as for a professional who has a certain dream about himself and he or she wants to grow into that dream. He doesn't want to work for me, right? Yeah. He works for me to get a salary. But at the same time, his life is also moving forward. So he wants to establish a certain level of education, certain level of experience, so that after 2 years' time, he or she can grow into a better version. So this is one challenge, misalignment of goals. So I am an employee and I have a goal that after 2 years, I will become a manager, right? But the company owner has a vision that the company will grow by 10% in their sales. Now, these are two different things, but they are part of, you know, of the same organization. So this means that efforts need to be done to align these two targets together so that people can also work happily. People should love to work in your company, believing and trusting that, okay, my personal goal will also achieve if I achieve my boss's vision. Isn't it?
Yeah.
The culture of the company will define a lot. The culture. Is it the culture of trust? Is it the culture of appreciation? Or every time the boss is coming and saying, hey, you haven't done this and you haven't done that, and our timeline is going out, right? We are at the deadline and we haven't submitted the proposal. So it's a continuous effort from both the sides. Professionals should understand They are hired because of their professionalism. They are not hired just to come and do some task. It's not a factory. If you are hired for a factory, right, you are just hired to come and fill the bottle and screw the cap off the bottle, right? If this is the job, then okay, stay on this job for next 10 years. Nobody minds.
Yeah.
But if you are hired for a service company, if you're hired for a management skill, if you're hired to give presentations, if you're hired to keep key to take care of the key accounts of the company, if you're hired to have best deals from vendors and you are into supply chain, this means you should have some really creative and productive ideas and how to manage your time in that. So at the same time, the owners and the CEOs and the people who are responsible for an organization, if you want to convert your organization into a legacy, so that even when you are absent, the systems keep working, the people keep working for you. And if you want that culture in your organization, bring that alignment. Take care of them. Take care of their needs. You should know even your gatekeeper, your security, your receptionist, how are they doing? Are they able to manage within whatever package you are giving? Maybe sometimes money is not the issue. Maybe sometimes, you know, pat on the back. Hey, you have done a good job. Hey, you are a good person. Right? It's showcasing your care for them, that you look at them in a different way. You know, one thing we studied in MBA is the cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is about people like to be noticed.
Yeah.
Right. If you do something in a teamwork, in a community, and if you are not noticed, next time you will not volunteer, right?
Yeah.
But if you are noticed and appreciated, I'm sure people will go an extra mile to come again and work for you.
Yeah.
And I want to ask even the listeners, if you have worked with somebody, do you remember people who have always appreciated you? Have always pat on your back and say, yes, you can do it. And you have done really well. You remember those people, or you remember those people who didn't even notice?
Yeah. Great. These are free coaching gems for you and your organization. If you are a strategic manager, even with this lesson, you can work with this and change your mindset, give recognition, appreciation, and stuff. And that is why you need ZenFusion consultancy. So you just need consultancy so that your organization can grow and you will pick this up. And I want you to know that if you are listening to my audience in Canada, in US, and other parts of the world, you can also reach out to ZenFusion Academy and also consultancy to get your organizations on board and to be able to do more. If you are listening to this on IM Radio, which is 24/7, if you are listening to this on LinkedIn, if you are listening to this on YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and any other platform that you are listening to this, you can reach out to Munira Sheikh on ZenFusion Academy. For those of you who are listening and monitoring from IM Radio, you may not have seen the screen or the hair LinkedIn accounts because it is only audio. But just type in the name Munira Sheikh, M-U-N-N. The N-N is 2, and you'll be able to contact her. And just add Munira Sheikh, and M-U-N-N-I-R-A. The Sheikh is S-H-E-I-K-H. And you'll be able to reach out to her and get your business. You start running your business the right way. Start getting the mindset. It's a people's business. Whatever business you are into, whether you are into AI, GI, CI, whatever it is, you still need people to make purchases. You still need to connect with people. You need to develop that mindset to be able to reach out to people. This is I am Talkcast, and we are here live. And it's been 30 minutes already. The conversation is interesting. And we will have to end here in a way. But we'll come back with more and more editions of this, more coaching. And one day we'll just decide to do one-on-one free coaching for organizations like yours so that you also get to benefit. But above all, don't wait for that day. Go in, book a session with your whole organization. She has work of, I've seen a recent work of Minister of Foreign Affairs, right? And other ministries. So just also enroll, get the Zen Fusion Consultancy to be your full consultants. You don't need to even do one day or 2 weeks program. You need to have coaches for the whole year, for your business cycle, 10 years. You need to work with coaches to help you, and they will get to understand your business needs and better serve you. And Zen Fusion Academy and Zen Fusion Consultancy is here for that. And we have the champion, Munira Sheikh. And your final moments, your final inspiration to that young girl, to that young boy in that rural community who is asking this question, is there hope for me? To that entrepreneur who is starting and don't know whether they are moving right or left, or they are moving backwards or forward, or they are just standing. What are your final words for these people?
Thank you, Ibrahim. First of all, congratulations on having such a wonderful podcast session. I keep observing your wonderful work and how you are connecting people to each other. And it's not only in Ghana, but all over the world, and it's global now. So congratulations on that. My message now is that, at different stages of life, in different age, we aspire with different dreams. You know, one term which is called like utopia, dream media, utopia, dream media. So we create our own utopia and we think that life is going to be like this, whichever movie we are inspired with. So we start thinking life is going to be like this. No, life is a constant journey. So every year we are changing our journey, or we are having different challenges in the journey, or maybe we are enjoying a part of the journey. But nothing is constant. It keeps changing. The only way we can adapt, the only way we can be successful is by being able to adapt changes. And that we will be able when we keep improving ourselves. We keep upgrading our mental software. So don't get afraid with AI. Don't get afraid with technology. Don't get afraid with, economic situation of the country is not good and the government is changing and roads are bad. Yes, everywhere there is something. You know, you go and find people problem in America, they will also have some problems. You go and find problems in Malaysia. You go and find problems in Finland. Everywhere there is some kind of problem. It's person who makes a difference.
Wow.
Right? There are top speakers from all over the world. You can find them. They are different mindset. They are successful entrepreneurs. They are successful managers. Why? They have different mindset. So you have to keep working on your mindset. That only thing which can make you successful is how you structure your life in different areas of your life, your personal life, professional life, financial life, career life, friends life, hobbies life. How do you structure that? And you keep improving them one by one and step by step and slowly and gradually. Do not try to jump on the skies overnight. Yes, luck can bring that also. And I wish for each and every listener of yours that luck and fate can bring you overnight success. But it's for few, to be honest. The reality is we need to strive. We need to strive on continuous basis. And if we keep on doing it, this is my guarantee that you will land on something which will satisfy you. For me, success is not a big car, is not a Porsche, is not, yes, I like Porsche, but it's not only the measurement of success. Success is the contentment I have when I sleep at night. Success is when I deliver a good coaching to a person and he makes or she makes some changes in his life. Wow. Success for me is when I am happy with my family. Right? So, So these are a couple of things I've tried to wrap up some sentences. I hope this can give some wisdom to everyone. Thank you.
Wow. Powerful. Powerful. And this is powerful. Thank you very much for honoring this invitation. And thank you for serving Mother Ghana. Thank you for serving the world. And thank you for creating opportunities for people to expand their horizon, to expand their utopia, and to understand that, yes, life is not going to even be a straight line. A few can get lucky. Listen to me, that a few can get lucky. But me and you, we may never get lucky. We need to work hard. We need to do this. Thank you very much. I appreciate your coming.
Luck is if you get a chance to learn and keep learning. Life is beautiful. Keep learning new things. Thank you so much.